What are you doing, dude?
Come on.
What are you up to?
Come on. Come on.
I think we got to start the show, man. Wait, did you ever even go to Vegas? I thought you were in Vegas.
No, dude. I just stayed here.
You were here the whole time?
Yeah.
For how long?
Sorry. Excuse me. I don't know. Like 3 days or something?
3 days you've been here?
Yeah. 3 days.
Have you slept?
A little bit. Yeah, I just kind of pass out on the couch.
You were sending me videos of yourself, like, you hit, like, a jackpot, you got a hand pay, someone was, like, paying you money to your hand. That was not in Vegas.
No.
That was here.
That was just here.
Who was paying you?
Well, we, you know, we got all that staff, and...
You had the staff stay here?
Uh-huh.
For 3 days straight with you while you gambled on our fake slot machine?
Yeah. I said, Luke, what are you doing this weekend? He's like, oh... my lizard died. I'm like, that's out. I'm like, you're here.
What was he going to do? Like, have a funeral?
Well, maybe. Well, there
doesn't
was
matter because he didn't do it.
There was a lot he was going to do.
Yeah.
There was a lot he didn't do. Let me tell you what he did do. He put on a sport coat.
Yeah.
And his name was Michaela for the weekend. Okay. He's a pit boss. And
that
he made
his lizard's name, by the way.
Yeah. In honor of her. And I made him put on a wig. And I made him sit in an office, and he's just watching me on a security camera play.
Making sure that you're not cheating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when I got my big bonus, I was like, woo! And I was slamming the service button, and then out he came with the keys and in this, you know, looking like Michaela, and he gave me my hand pay.
Was it his money?
Probably some of it.
So you made him pay you to come to work for 3 days straight?
Well, yeah, we got to
miss his lizard's funeral.
Well, we got to take a chunk out of somebody's salary to give me my, you know.
I guess, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So anyways, I'm up $19,500.
Holy shit. Congrats, dude.
Yeah, actually, I got a little cash out ticket, too.
Let's see.
You mind taking care of this for me?
Me?
Yeah.
Right now?
I mean, you own the company.
I don't have any.
You're a co-owner, you know? I already paid out my half of this ticket. I just need you to pay out your half. It is our casino, after all.
$2,700.
Yeah, that's your half.
That's just my half?
Yeah.
That you want me to pay you this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a little strapped for cash at the moment.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to give you an IOU.
Sure about that, money bags?
I mean, there is a pile of cash right there.
Oh, how about that? Oh, that's my player's card. Can't let that out.
Yeah.
A lot of points on that one. No, real talk, I lost $1,000 this weekend.
Did you really?
Yeah, I actually lost $1,000 this weekend. Yeah.
Well, at least it wasn't your lizard.
Yeah.
Right, Luke? Yo, RIP Michaela, though.
RIP Michaela, dude.
What's up, guys? This is the TNT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you ever smoke weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
So-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens. Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown, dick in your mouth? No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Dude, get off your phone. You're not even watching. Watch.
What?
I'm okay. Doing something.
Okay, all right. Okay. Okay.
I'm showing you the merch.
I see it. Good, man.
All right, I'll stop playing around.
All right.
Psych.
Oh, all right. Yeah. You know, your tits look really good from the side.
Thank you. You like it?
Yeah.
It's good stuff, right?
Yeah, I would say so. You're going to wear that the rest of the episode?
What? Is
comfortable enough?
Yeah, because it's good.
Okay, yeah, no, no. No, it definitely looks good on you.
And this is our summer drop.
Yeah. New merchandise, ladies and gentlemen, people of the world. We got a whole lot of it. We got hats. We got tees. And I don't mean tits.
Nice. Shout out to Brandon, our merch guy.
A big shout out to Jim. Did it again.
This is their first drop together, and I think that it's extremely sick. That is so fucking sick. I love that so much.
You got a poster?
Oh, yeah, and there's a poster and air fresheners.
Yeah.
For your car. And a mug, which is extremely sick.
Air freshener for your jet ski.
There you go. A little poster action. So, yeah, it's good stuff. I'm actually going to change back into this one, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I like it better.
Okay.
This was a little small for me.
Yeah.
What?
What?
No, yeah, we're ready.
Stop recording!
All right, good. All right, go in there. Go in there. He doesn't know this phone has infrared. This phone can see through walls, actually. Yeah. Nice.
Anyways, you can get all of this fine merch at shoptmgstudios.com.
Yes, that is shoptmgstudios.com.
And we also
have a brand new Instagram for all the TMG merch, which is shoptmgstudios.
So go give that a little follow for us if you want to keep tabs on all the new stuff that's coming out.
Yeah. Those are definitely your colors.
What does that mean?
Just they're your colors.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Why? You don't think you could rock this?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
I do like that shirt, though.
Thank you.
That is kind of it's a Vegas shirt a little bit.
I was thinking more Miami, but
I think it's both.
Yeah. It's a vibe for sure.
So how was Vegas? Please tell me about the best place on earth.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I can handle that.
What?
It was like 48 hours of just straight gambling. I don't know if I could do that again. It's a lot.
So are you down or are you up?
Well, I lost a lot on poker. I lost 1,000 on poker. Okay. But there was a point I was up 600.
So were you like in the poker room?
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah. But
just like the fucking depressing.
Oh, no. Dude, the poker room at the Aria is...
Really?
Yeah.
What, it's like live? Like,
yeah, it's a vibe in there.
Really?
Big old vibe.
I feel like they're never... You walk by those places, just the bleakest, like...
Nah. This one, it's all open. You get a little crowd every once in a while. Good. It's always packed in there. The attitude is good.
So you're like talking to people and...
A little bit, yeah.
All in.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you have it.
Yeah.
You're bluffing, stuff like that.
Yeah, I love a good bluff.
Yeah.
I love to bluff.
You love to bluff or you love when other people bluff?
I love to bluff.
Okay.
It's
Do you say anything?
No. My favorite thing to do is, well, I'll tell a story in a minute.
Okay.
So let me set the context, folks. I ran out to Vegas for a quick trip with some friends, and I was enlisted in the academy of a SEVA slot tier.
Okay.
SEVA Slot Academy.
SEVA Slot School.
Yeah.
Okay.
SSS.
Okay. SS.
S is SS.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
SEVA's SS.
Yeah. Yeah. SS School. Got it.
So we're playing slots and I'm going up, I'm going down, and then, you know, I'm trying to like remember. So we're kind of, I go up a couple hundred, I'm cool. And at this point I'm thinking I made $200. I might just tap here. And Siva goes, nah, you gotta try.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I went to the high limit slot room and he changed the denomination for me. So I was looking at, you know, it's like play 160, play whatever. And it says play $7.50, and I'm thinking $7.50.
Yeah.
I had just played with $6 spins, so I'm thinking, oh, I'll play the $7.50, because that's pretty, you know, that's up there.
Yeah.
I've not done that before. I smack it. $75 gone.
Oh.
And Siva goes, no, dude, I changed it to 10 cents. And I went, oh.
Oh, my God.
Oops.
$75 on one spin. I bet that spin felt fucking good.
No, it felt.
I bet that was.
This is how it felt.
It's like a gourmet dinner.
No.
That you just like on in 10 seconds.
Yeah, but it's like.
Lit on fire.
It's like a gourmet dinner if I woke up and someone told me I ate it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you had the filet mignon.
No, it's when? Like you wake up and it's like on you, like breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
And then someone comes and just takes it away.
Yeah.
Like, wait, no.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You can smell it on the way out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so then after that, I was like, I think I'm good. And he's like, no, keep going. So I play on the high limit slot. I go back up like another $100. So now I think I'm up 300 or something. I'm thinking, all right, this is it for me, you know? And it made me think, dude, these old people that are just like chain smoking, smacking, in terms of their appetite for adrenaline and difficult things, they could probably drive Formula One.
Yeah, probably.
They could probably go to war. They could fight like
because they're like desensitized.
Completely.
Yeah. Because you have these machines that are like designed to hit all of the pleasure centers in your brain.
Yeah.
And they've just been doing that for so long. It's like going on 4chan for your entire life.
Yeah.
Like they're probably fazed by nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you could probably get one of those people to shoot someone and they wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they probably hear the bonus reel when they fire the gun.
Yeah.
Boom.
Is that a hand
and
pay?
That person dies. So I get a hand pay for this, right?
Yeah. That was a stupendous, right?
Stupendous kill.
It was a stupendous kill, right?
I get a hand pay for this, right?
Anyone have a cigarette?
Yeah. So I'm kind of waffling about.
Wait, did you ever try the slot scraper technique?
Oh, we kept joking about that.
So you're
yeah.
doing it?
Yeah, I kind of look around, yeah, and then push it up. But I get kind of exaggerated with it. Yeah. I'd squat down.
I love the S.
Clip that.
No, don't clip that.
Yeah, no, I'd drop down. Like ass to ankles and scrape up. I was launching it. Yeah, so.
And the security camera's like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
No, they were like, you slot scraping, get him out of here.
Everyone knows.
Get him out.
It actually works.
It works. We can't let them know.
That's the one edge people can have against the casinos, scraping the slots. Hey, back. No scraping!
Put you in cuffs right away. He was scraping the reels. So we're kind of waffling about, and then we land on, it's like fire something. It's got a little monkey on it. You know, I look at it, and I'm thinking, So here became my strategy. I would walk around looking at slot machines, and I would look for slot machines with an ashtray with a bunch of cigarette butts.
Okay.
And I would tell Siva, that looks like pain. I'm looking for pain.
Okay.
Because what I envision is someone, and they bomb out, and they just left.
Used up all the bad spins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm playing the little Fire Connect, whatever it's called. I'm playing the little monkey. And I'm not doing too hot. But then I see this lady next to me, and she's got sad written all over her. It's like Firelink, but it's got a monkey, so maybe it's not Firelink. But anyway, so the lady gets up, and some guys walk over to service the machine next to me, and I get up, and I go to the sad lady slot, and then another service guy, yeah, that's the one. Another service guy walks up, and they start servicing all three of the machines next to me except mine. So I'm thinking there's like some fucking voodoo going on right now.
Hey, what are you thinking?
It's going to let me win.
Okay. Why?
Because it wants to distract from the machines looking down. So I have this conspiracy that it's all about optics.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, right. Were they all the same game?
Yeah.
So maybe the service guys were like, these are winning too much.
Could be that too.
But we can't service the one he's on because he's playing on.
It could be that too, right?
Yeah.
They're like, we need to give him a little something so he leaves so before it pays him real big.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm cruising down the order now, okay? Now on this Firelink, I'm probably got $200 left. So I'm 800 down.
Okay.
This is the most I've been down on a slot machine, right. I think. There's one other time I've been this down. And then it's I'm spinning. I'm like, dude, this has got to hit. I'm going to puke. And lo and behold, it hits.
See, that's all you got to do. Just ask for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Please hit.
Or I'm going to puke.
But here's the thing that I was doing, because as soon as it started hitting, I was thinking, it's not going to pay me shit. It took all my money, and that's just where it's going to end. So I tell Steve, I'm like, I'm going to hype this up. So I got like, I won like $20 on the first reel, and I just scream. I'm like, oh, let's fucking go. People are like, I'm like, okay, let me stop. And then it starts hitting for real. And then I'm like, oh, shit. And then when it finally wraps, I got a hand pay for $1,500.
Yeah, that's so sick.
So I got the $500, and they had to, you know, the lady had to come over and take my social security number and my ID, and I had to get the hand pay, and I got a tax form now.
Wow.
I got a claim.
When does that become a thing?
After $1,200.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so then I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so good that I go play poker the next day, and no. I played some more slots the next day and I lost. I'm like, fuck this. I'll take my $300 and I'll leave. Then I go play poker, and then I go back up $200. And so when I tell you I love a good bluff, I'm playing at this table. I think one of these guys is He's joshing people a little bit, you know? He seems willing to bet a lot of money just on, like, if he gets, like, ace-jack or ace-queen, he'll bet a lot of money. And he's kind of being a little reckless. So I chase him down, I won big on him, so that was awesome. So then I'm feeling like I'm the poker god. Mm-hmm. Then I go play at another table, and I completely forget that poker is a game of odds. And this old dude next to me was annihilating the table.
How so?
He could play any hand and he would fucking own you. Like, for example, he was raising crazy on like 7-5 offsuit, which I'm like, okay, he's really feeling himself. He's got a huge stack. He flops 3 5s. Or no, 3 7s.
Okay.
And there's some other dude on the last of his money who like shoved all in, who's like, please, I need to win.
He said that?
Like, that's his attitude.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
No, that's what he said. He got on his knees. He's like, please, I need
fold,
to win.
I need to
please.
Win.
Please. Yeah. This is my pension. That's what he said. And then the old guy's just staring at the table. I'm trying to get him to crack because I know underneath all of those winnings, he's like, he's giggling.
Okay.
And so the dude shoves all in and they turn their cards over and he's got the 3 7s. And the guy's like, fuck. He like slams his cards because he knew he was out. And then the guy gets a full house. Like the dealer like dumps out another 5. And I turn to him, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, man, you're on fire. And he looks at me, he's like, and so I got into it with him a good $600. Because I just made it a point. I'm like, I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to fuck. And every time I chased him, bodied me.
Wow.
And then my final like $300-400, I was just on tilt. But here's the crazy part, you know. I would like raise heavy with like pocket kings and I'd miss. And all my pocket pairs I would miss. That's like
demoralizing.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, the fucking cards are stacked against me.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, then I'm like, oh right, it's odds. But I did have a good bluff in there. I almost caved this guy mentally. Real poker nerd too.
Okay. What'd you do?
I went all in on just like a top pair.
Okay.
And there was I definitely had some over cards, but I was just like, at this point I'm tilted and I'm playing loose. I'm like, I'm gonna see what
does being on tilt just mean like you're like just
yeah, you're kinda like rage
ambition.
Playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're just like,
you're like,
fuck
like
it.
Yeah, 6-7 suited and there's a king and a jack on the board. Yeah, I'm a fucking crush this.
Because you're like on the last bit of your stack.
Kind of.
And like in perspective to what you had before, you're like, ah, this fucking means nothing anymore because I lost the bulk of it.
It's that, and then it's also like I'm a piece of shit loser.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a fucking nobody.
I think that's mostly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was feeling pretty badly about myself, and I'm like, I don't care. I should just play 7-2. That's all I am in the real world. I
fucking suck.
Yeah. No, I was trying to play like solid hands, and so.
Are you bluffing? Yes, I fucking suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have it, man? Do you have it?
No.
No. I would say yes if I could bluff, but I can't because I fucking suck.
No, this is poker right here. Do you have it? No, I suck. Okay, cool. Raise 600?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, I shove all in, and the dude across the table. It's really funny because when you look at the amounts we're playing for, it's not really that much money.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think I like shoved with like $50 or something left. And the dude is playing and he goes,
earphones out. Okay. What was he listening to?
I don't know.
You couldn't hear it a little bit when he took it out? It's so funny.
Just like that.
Really? So he was really focused. What was he thinking about, do you think?
He told me. He's like, I call. Like, just like he's going to puke. And I laugh. And I'm like, oh, I got a pair. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Because like, he was sad that he was like taking me out. Like, I was going to have to rebuy. Okay. He's like, I couldn't put you on raising pocket fours. I just couldn't put you on it. I just wouldn't think you would have done that. And I'm like, that's cool, man. It's fine. And he's like, okay, man. Okay. I'm sorry. And they just yammer in the rest of the game. I love poker guys like that when they're just like, I mean, the odds, you know. I'm like, well, I'm going to call, right? I mean, I have to call. I mean, I got the fucking... Everyone's like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Put your earphones back
in,
dog.
Yeah, everyone's like, okay. Just not enough. He's a nice guy. But, yeah, then there was like this German dude who sat down. That guy, he came like to the table real serious, and he lost a hand, and then he got up and walked away. And I thought he was so angry that he lost. I like made a joke to the guy next to me. I'm like, dude, you took so much of that guy's money, you had to fucking walk it off. Like, what'd you do to him? And we're like laughing about it. Then he comes back and he's all smiley, and he makes some joke to the table. I was like, oh man, you got here, you're so serious. Like, now you're all loose. He's like, well, that's because I'm on the wine. I'm like, oh. And then I told him I visited Germany, and then he was like, oh, and then like that totally opened him up. And then he and I went all in against another guy, and we both lost, and we were like, hell yeah. So that was my boy. But yeah, all around a fucking atrocious financial experience.
Yeah. So you left down then?
Yeah, I left down. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Sorry, guys. I know that was like the least interesting story I could have told.
No, that was great. It's good for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I love poker, but I think I don't play enough so that when I do play, I just play crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
You should like get the holographic glasses.
Yeah.
And then watch some super weird shit on your phone. Like, try some shit out like that.
Just fuck with
like, watch porn.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even answer your question. You asked me what I do on a bluff. When I shove, I like to stare at the board. And then I like to look at a point where I can see if their head lifts to like look at me. And as soon as they do that, I'll make eye contact with them. And then I just don't break.
Okay.
That's my game.
Do you go like this or anything?
I start jacking off, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
I reach into my pants.
No, just over the pants. Like the,
yeah, true, yeah,
like
yeah.
The
overhand.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, yo, that's like, isn't that kind of, and the dealer's like.
Yeah.
That's what the dealers always do. I mean, hey, this fucking,
not,
I don't know.
I'm not involved in
I don't
this.
Know.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. And as I'm rubbing it over the top, I go, time, because then they'll give me more time. Even though I'm all in. Like, it's like, yeah. Sir, you don't need time. Like, I need time. They're like, okay, time.
I know this guy's tell.
Yeah.
I can tell when he's bluffing because he jerks off.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone at the table? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
That's no, the jerk off guy.
Bluffing. He's bluffing, trust me. He always does that when he's bluffing.
Is he, though? Yeah, he gets, like, really horny about bluffing. He just can't contain himself. But he's like, so why do people fold then? Because it's uncomfortable.
It'd be so funny to be the most obvious bluffer. Trying to bluff and just being like, or just like, yeah, I don't know.
You know what I love? Like that. You know what I love doing?
What?
Wearing it on my sleeve when I don't like my hand.
Yeah,
I love.
I like doing that too.
Faking that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like,
yikes. 2-7 off suited. Fuck.
Yeah. But then other things I like to do is get to the table and like talk to nobody and just.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I think the most fucked up thing I do is if I see someone playing bad next to me, I hype them up.
Okay.
I've told this before. But,
okay.
Yeah. I'm like, no, it was, you almost had it.
Keep going, man. buy back in. No. I feel like your luck's about to turn.
Yeah. And then I jam all in on them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, you probably got me, dude.
Yeah.
And they don't have me.
Suck them dry.
Yeah.
I mean, bleed them dry, you know.
Yeah.
So what else happened? Anything else? Like notable?
Notable. No, I had a bunch of like niche poker exchanges. And
so you just gambled?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Dinner or anything?
We had some good dinners. Okay. Not that I'd remember because all I can think about is gambling.
Okay.
But I think I'm done for a while.
Gambling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
That's fair.
Oh, and then I watched a movie.
Oh, okay. Cool.
In my house.
Oh,
I
nice.
Watched a movie.
Nice.
Yeah, about war.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. How was it?
I enjoyed it.
Okay, good.
So, folks, if you're wondering, there's a war movie on that you might enjoy. Oh.
Fuck. Can't say that, unfortunately.
There's a war movie on the internet on a...
Nope. Can't say...
Can't say what?
Streamies. I love the Streamy Awards.
Yeah. Because I don't know. something about the... You could tell I'm not in a... my head is off.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, what'd you do? What'd you do this weekend?
I was in SF for...
I was in SS.
What? No, SF.
Okay. All right.
There for like a friend's like baby shower and party and stuff like that.
Silly fucker.
Yeah. So that was fun.
That was fun?
It was fun, yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah.
But I mean...
Who got to shower the baby? I've never been to one. I thought someone showers the baby.
Yeah, you don't know what it is, eh?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, no, it's not that. This is before the baby's born.
Oh, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So why they call it a baby shower?
Because the mom showers.
Oh, okay. That's what they should call it. It shouldn't be cum shot compilation. It should be baby shower compilation. That's bad. That is bad.
Yeah.
I am off.
But yeah, it was fine. I don't know. It was fun. Fun weekend, but nothing really notable happened. I went for a run and like by the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, here's some. What's the most amount of times you've reshot a YouTube video?
I mean, I don't do it anymore, but back in the day when I was like, you know, like seriously writing every video and stuff, probably twice.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah, I shot one twice, and I'm like, this
is... Did you really? Why'd you redo
whack.
It?
I'm trying some new things.
Okay. No, but like, why? Like, the first time, like, didn't feel no. right?
No, I realized that I have, like, resting serial killer face.
Okay.
I really have to emote.
Okay.
Because if I just... I don't know. I just look dead inside.
So you filmed it, you watched the footage, and then you were like...
I shot it again, and then I said I did it again, and I serial killered it.
Really?
I just looked way too...
Wait, so you shot it a total of 3 times?
I was going to do a third.
Wow.
And then I was like going in there, and then Alina was holding me back. I was like, just let me bang, bro! And she was like, I do let you bang.
Let me bang?
Yeah. You ever seen that? Let me bang, bro?
It reminds me of...
It's from... Dude,
what?
Pull that up.
What?
That was a famous clip.
From what?
The Ultimate Fighter.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, where they're in the house and the dude's drunk. And
yeah,
he wants to fight the other
that.
Guy and he
yeah,
goes,
pull that
let
up.
Me bang,
that.
Bro. He's like, I do let you bang. I do let you bang.
So that was me. You going in to film this video for a third time.
Because YouTube is really serious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just let me do it.
Let me bang, bro.
No, he's you like, filmed too much today.
Yeah, I do let you bang.
I need to film. Okay, let me see this. This show, the season one of this show was so sick.
Yeah, the first couple seasons were insane, man. The
rest of the time.
It's still going. Season 18?
Yeah. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
What's up, dog?
I almost got my stitches popped.
Nah, you're smiling. It ain't funny.
Dog, please.
I will go, Bruce.
What do you have to gain here right now? What do you have to gain? What the gain?
Nothing, man. Nothing.
Bro,
this got crazy, man. The guys were holding me back, holding Don back. Mike Hill jumps in. I don't know where that came from.
Let me bang, man.
I want to do that, man.
Let me
Damn, this is a lot sadder the second time around.
Jesus Christ.
This ain't funny anymore. God damn, dude.
Oh my God.
That dude has so much shit going on with him.
Yeah, that's what, like, what? CTE?
No, just like,
okay.
He clearly just got something deeper there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he is not.
Bang, bro.
He is crying because of something that happened when he was 10 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, he wants to fight this guy that bad?
Yeah.
That he's crying?
I knew a kid like that in high school. I didn't know him, like, too well.
That's wild.
There's a kid in high school, he was, like, a couple grades younger than me. He was notorious for that before he'd fight. He ended up fighting MMA. I don't know if he still did, or still does. That kid, actually, when you talk about, like, growth spurt, I saw him after high school. I couldn't believe it, but it made sense. So he would like well up before a fight. If someone was fucking with him, his eyes would like water.
It could be a sign that you're like destined to fight if you want to do it that bad.
Yeah. No, I mean, he'd kind of just start shaking and he'd like look like he's about to cry. And then he'd just tee off on kids. And like what no kid was smart enough to recognize were his hands were like, I'm not exaggerating, like 2.5 times the size of his head.
Jesus Christ.
He looked like a cartoon character. His arms were really long and skinny, but then his hands were like cinder blocks. And people would think for some reason it was going to go good for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then it became a meme like, yo, don't fuck with, he looks like he's going to cry. You can fuck your shit up. And then I saw him after high school. Somehow he had gotten even taller and the rest of his body matched the size of his hands.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, he's fighting MMA now. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That kid was built like an anime character.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah, if anyone cries before they fight, like this, you should be scared of this guy,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let me do it.
Yeah, because he doesn't see you anymore.
Yeah.
He sees like his father or like a bully or
yeah,
something.
Exactly.
Like, he's going to unleash years of pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's kind of how that kid looked.
That's a big
not
ass
really,
hand.
Not really, because the dude was way more athletic. But in terms of...
Who is that man?
Clearly, he's a hot rod enthusiast. Are you paying attention at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, true, yeah. Is that like a disease?
He just has the biggest hands in the world.
Because of a disease?
I'm not exactly sure why his hands are big.
He's the only guy that can work on semi trucks. He's the only guy big enough to like wield the tools, man. Holy shit, dude. He's built like a fucking troll in World of Warcraft or something.
Welcome. Don't call him a troll.
Well, I just mean like in terms of stature.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like in a cool way. A troll in a cool way.
Yeah, or he's built like Torbjorn or something.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I'm just saying in fantasy lore, it's always a build like this that can like operate some heavy machinery.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, built like a space marine, if anything.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. The references are off today.
It's my stop apologizing.
It's the Canadian coming out.
I'm in the same place as you.
Yeah.
I do want to review this, my new TikToker of the week.
Yeah.
Although I don't really know if we can. Well, here's the thing.
How's Adam feel about all these posts we're making about him?
This one's not about him.
No, but I just mean, you know, has he hit you up recently?
No. I looked today because I was like, I did feel a little bit bad after last week.
Yeah.
Because I was like, now it's like been a couple weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And we did, you know, we watched the entirety of the cooking one.
Yeah.
And we kind of harped on every little thing.
Yeah.
Including the jaw hinge. So I've been watching his new shit. To see if he's still jaw hinging, which he is. So, you know, maybe he didn't like take it to heart.
Yeah.
So, but like, you know, the ones we've been doing have been kind of tongue in cheek, you know.
Right.
I am a fan of his, right?
Yeah.
But like this one, I wanted to do like a serious one.
Okay.
This is an artist.
Because you actually hate this person.
No, no. I really serious as in like this is an artist that I appreciate.
Mm.
I wanted to, not that I don't appreciate Adam, but I'm saying this is like, I think this guy has like real talent and I wanted to, what? Okay, this is sounding very bad in regards of what I think about Adam. I'm not saying Adam doesn't have talent. I'm saying in the traditional sense, Adam's talent isn't very obvious. That's like, why do people like this guy? We don't know. Man, I'm just digging myself into a deeper hole here.
Yeah, dude. Did you want an excavator for the next
The thing is,
statement?
I'm trying to be nice. But it's hard. I'm just saying.
It's hard to say how much I like this person without negging this other person.
Yeah, okay. I'm not trying to diss Adam by any means. I'm saying the reason why we like him isn't as obvious as this.
Okay, sure.
This is like an artist in the traditional sense of like, you know,
right.
a good musical artist.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Can you play the landslide one, please?
Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life?
Do you see what I mean?
Yep. It's moving.
Play the next one.
You're fun and you're wild, but you don't know all the stuff you put me through.
Man, this feels so 90s. Like late 90s, early 2000s, and it's like, it's got that texture to it.
I know, right? It's like vintage, you know?
It's everything. It's just the bleached hair. It's the weak mustache. It's the... And I don't say that in a derogatory way. I just mean like it's a vague mustache.
Yeah.
You know, and then just the crooning. Like, this actually doesn't sound bad to me. I could hear this on the radio in 2000... In like 99?
Yeah.
I could hear this on
what
the radio.
What do you mean actually doesn't sound bad? I didn't...
You put me through.
I didn't link this because it sounded bad.
Sure.
Your poetry's bad and you blame the news.
I Damn. See what you're saying though, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like it is kind of what's the band? Like is it like Smashing Pumpkins or something? What?
They're about to kill you for saying that.
Wait, who is?
They're fans.
Okay,
no, the band. The Smashing Pumpkins band is gonna fucking find your address and murder you because you said
that. You think they're gonna see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
They really care.
Like that. I'm trying to like, you know. Who would be a good reference, I guess, for a late 90s, early 2000s?
I don't know, fucking Matchbox 20 or something? That's not even really it.
Damn, dude. And they have stands.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah, man. They're about to attack you.
Yeah. Bring it.
But anyways, this is my favorite. I couldn't really...
What's his name? That was a test for you.
Yeah, I don't like him that much. Just Adam.
Official just Tatum.
Just, yeah, is it just Tatum?
Man, that shit where he's like Fortnite emoting in the striped shirt. Man.
And I know he's getting a lot of traction on Instagram, which is where I saw him.
Yeah.
Not as much here. I know this kind of seems like I picked someone with not a lot of followers.
The Sun, Follow Me, just Tatum.
Just Tatum.
Yeah. Artist, singer, spiritual guide, God's child. Uh-oh.
What?
You throw that little God's child in there? That's like a little bit of the thirst trap for, you know, the religious ones.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, when fuckboys are like John 3:16.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just so a good Christian girl can swipe over and be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? What do we got going on here? Oh, shit. Oh.
What?
Oh, that's him on the cross.
Damn.
Yep. Dang. Just Tatum.
Yeah. It sounds like a tattoo show or something. Just Tatum.
I gotta know more about this dude. If it's the real thing.
So, yeah, I've piqued your curiosity.
Oh, 100%.
There you go.
16,000. So one of his reels has like a fuck ton of views. Yeah. I think it was the Fleetwood Mac one.
Yeah.
Because people are into it, you know?
The crooning, it's good, bro. It works. Speaking of
what is crooning? Is that...
It's like, I don't know. Look at the definition. Crooning.
Look up...
Isn't that like when you turn a raccoon into chrome?
Crowning? Hum or sing in a soft, low voice, especially in a sentimental manner.
Oh,
yeah,
so it's
okay.
Not crooning at all. I was completely wrong about that.
Famous crooners.
Oh, I'm completely wrong. Okay, crooning is not what I was... It's just that... doesn't that sound more like a croon in my defense?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Doesn't that sound more like a croon?
No, yeah, that word definitely...
You know, Sinatra. That doesn't sound like crooning.
No, yeah.
That sounds like a croon.
That's true.
Yeah. Whining? I equate crooning to whining.
Watch one more. Click one more of his, just at random on his Instagram.
You start singing along perfectly.
Oh. Front of me, just close enough to touch.
Oh, a little Taylor Swift.
Close enough to hope you couldn't see. I was thinking of drop everything now. Meet me in the pouring rain. Kiss me on the sidewalk. Take away the pain. I see sparks fly whenever you
need a lighter.
This shit says hashtag Flagstaff, and I would expect nothing less from Flagstaff.
Yeah, totally.
It's Flagstaff right here, baby.
It's kind of the perfect,
yeah,
perfect description.
Yep. You just meet this guy, and he's like, yeah, I think I want to sing. You're like, yeah. Okay. For the Swifties, this is a cameo request from my boy Keith and Megan. Thank you for being awesome fans and support the magical inspirational journey. I can't read. Taylor Swift gets a lot of hate herself, but her fans are the most loyal, and look at her now. Dang.
So he equates her to a, or he equates himself to a Taylor Swift type where he's like getting hate?
Yeah, maybe.
But like the fans will.
He's got an album coming soon. The original.
Should we buy a cameo from him? What would be funny for him to sing?
Dude,
Walkman. Oh my god, come on, we have to do it.
Okay, yeah, no, I think it's the perfect way to
what?
I won't be cringing at him, I'll be cringing at us.
When he's doing our lyrics?
Yeah, I'll go, whoa.
Holy fuck, dude.
We wrote those.
Yeah, he might
dig
do it
hole,
better than us.
Bury us alive.
Honestly.
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
No, just send him the song. Do the... I mean, we don't have to do it on air right now, but we can do it after.
On air. We're live! Call in, tell us what you think.
We actually have an in-studio live performance today from Jess Tatum. So that's it. That's my guy of the week.
Guy of the week.
That's my.
I think that's what you should rename it.
Guy of the week. Yeah, that's fair.
Guy of the week.
Yep.
GOTW. No. Don't spoil it for me, man.
No, we just got to. How much is he? Dang.
He's got to up that price, man. 59.
He's $59.
Yesterday's
play
price.
A couple rounds of slots.
Yeah.
To raise that money.
Yesterday's price ain't today's price. You know what I mean? Damn, I woke up today and I just knew. I'm like, I'm going to suck this episode. I'm just going to suck.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Vegas sapped me, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to just recall people and things I saw. It's funny how slots really... Oh, this is what I was thinking. I was playing a slot, and I was looking at one of these little piggies, and it was, like, smiling at me.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't one of the rich little piggies. It was, you know, it was, like, the theme of it was, like, this single piggy bank, and it was gold. I was just thinking, I know Vegas is just waiting, when they can put a little AI into these things. So when you walk up and you put in your player's card and the pig can smile at you and go,
God.
Welcome back, Cody.
Oh,
and you're like,
my God.
Hey, Piggy.
Hi.
Hi, Piggy.
Yeah. He's like, scrape me.
Yeah.
Gladly.
And he's like, oh, almost there. Almost there. You're going to make my coins burst.
Damn. Scrape me.
Because you know on the rich on the rich little piggies, you can touch them.
Yeah.
And it's like it pets them.
Oh, okay.
Siva instinctively was just like, oh wait, and he just started tapping them. They're like,
and they're like, ooh.
Yeah, and they wiggle.
Ooh.
Yeah. So then
I love those little fuckers.
Yeah.
They get so big and you're like, just fucking explode.
Yeah. Imagine you sit down, all three of them are like, hey, pal.
Hey. Hi, Cody. Nice to see you again.
Are you back together, one of us again? And you're like, yeah, I am. You know? He's like, yeah,
fill me up, Cody. It'd be so funny if they started like roasting you a little bit too.
Yeah.
Ah, come on. You got more money than that. You were here for 8 fucking hours yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
They just like, it's like Wreck-It Ralph in there. They can all just talk to you. Yeah. They have personality. Can't wait for that
shit. Dude, that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It'll be gentle. You know, it won't be so overt. They'll just kind of call out your name and maybe say things on occasion.
Yeah.
You know, that's when it's going to be real bad, when they can personify, or when they get the, like the Asian, like they're like the Chinese themed. I don't even know what the character would be, but it's like an old Chinese man in like traditional wear. Imagine when you could walk past him and he's just like, Cody, I see something in your future. And you're like, what? He's like, come to the machine. And you're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And you sit
down. Yeah.
What do you see?
What do you see?
Spin $75 and find out.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Damn, that's going to be crazy.
Or when they get the ones with like the beer garden ones with the lady with the large chest.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cody, yeah, come to the machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Just bouncing them. And you're like, I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
We'll put more money in.
Put
yes,
more money
please.
In. Yes, please. Oh, shit. She's just at the top of the machine like, stupendous win. You're like, so stupendous. That's bad, dude.
I was feeding hundreds of dollars
or like
in there.
The Zeus one. The Zeus, he's just talking to your lady. Oh, that's when like the Vegas husband's gonna be pissed.
Oh yeah.
Why the fuck you always playing his machine?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's just huge Zeus. And he's just butt ass, like just barely covering. You know, not the white loincloth. You know, just showing it through. She's like, what? It's a slot machine. And he's like, yeah, bro, chill. She's just playing her favorite game. He's like reaching to the top of the art. He's just laying on his back. He's like, damn, you might win.
Crazy how emotionally available I am.
Yeah. Why are you slot scraping? Or no. Why are you touching that? I was slot scraping.
Yeah. It helps the odds. You know that.
Yeah, bro. She was just slot scraping. Leave her alone.
Yeah, leave her alone, man.
Yo,
she's
shut
her own
the
woman.
Fuck up. You're like a machine or whatever.
Don't talk to her like that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Zeus.
Hey, actually, don't talk to her like that. Because he's got that big booming voice. Damn. Look at him. Look at this guy. No, it's not Zeus. What's his name? It's something else. Kronos, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to license Jason Momoa's image, replace Kronos with Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
And then it'll be Jason Momoa at the machine. And then Vegas husbands are going to be walking in on their ladies, like being charmed up by AI Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
It's like, babe, it's Jason's machine.
Yeah, I don't know. I just sat down at this one randomly. I don't know.
I didn't want to play.
I just like I'm sitting here.
Lucy wanted to play that one, so I just sat down and just started talking to me. So like, it's not, but it's not weird. You can hang. He's like, yeah, man, you can hang. He's like, come on, put a little money in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, why is he leaning out of the machine? It's 4D. It's 4D. I don't know. It's a 4D machine. I don't know. Yeah, they're just going to get everybody horned up, draining their wallets, man.
That's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
And if it happens, you got to cut us in, I think.
Yeah.
Or you. You invented it.
Yeah. But Cody heard it, so he deserves 5%.
Yeah, exactly.
Cody's like, I heard the pitch.
Did you see someone won the Powerball or whatever?
Oh.
$1 billion? Someone on Skid Row, I think.
No shot.
I'm pretty sure.
No shot.
Do you look that up?
On Skid Row? And you know...
There's a video of someone like freaking out and going to like redeem it or whatever at a convenience store.
On Skid Row?
I think so.
Oh, got it. I thought you meant someone from Skid Row bought a lottery ticket.
I mean, it must have been someone like around there.
Damn. Bro,
check if that's right, because I...
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, if someone from Skid Row won, you know what the lottery, what the lottery was saying. They're like, eh, they won't last very long.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. You think it's fake? The winning ticket was bought in L.A.
The person you're talking about who reacted at a gas station in Skid Row, people are saying we're lying about.
Yeah. Winning $1 billion, I would just wager you would go into shock.
Yeah. We should do that, though, every single time the lottery gets drawn.
We
film a video like that. Like, we're at a gas station, like, crying.
Oh, my God.
It happened again.
Oh, my God.
Holy fuck.
I can't stop winning. Yeah.
I can't believe this is unreal.
Dog, knowing that Powerball prize, and if you walk up to the counter in a 7-Eleven and you just scan it and it's like, winner.
Yeah, one,
you know, that like, guy behind the counter is like,
you're like, I'll do a hand pay.
Yeah. No, I was thinking the guy behind the counter just reaching for a shotgun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, the other guy goes and locks the door. He's like, what's good? I have the winning ticket, so what are you guys doing?
Winner!
Yeah, yeah.
Give us the ticket.
I don't think you are the winner. Let's split it. Let's split it.
Yeah. I'm going to split your head.
Yeah, like if you won this, the last place you should go is like in public screaming about it.
No.
Like you're asking to get like attacked.
Yeah. Isn't the rate of big like lottery winners, like isn't there like a high suicide rate or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It is on Skid Row.
Las Palmitas.
Mini market.
I fucking knew it, dude. I knew it was going to be this one.
I have a conspiracy that they always put the winners in locations like this because they want poor people to think there's a chance.
You think this is one giant conspiracy?
I think they control it.
They couldn't put the winner... Like, they don't know like what tickets go where.
I think that's what they say.
Okay.
I think they know what's going on.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Kind of like with the whole, like with Siva's slot school.
Mm-hmm. The SS school? The school of SS?
I think they have some very complex algorithm that's just like looking at your player's card. And it's calculating your frequency, and it probably has like player profiles. Like, oh, yeah, if we do this, we'll crack them, and we'll elevate them into like this tier, and we'll get them spending more.
Yeah, I guess no one really knows. It's kind of a black box. But I would think that like the gambling commission would like review all slot machines before they are installed and shit like that, right? Although, I don't know, because like you read online people like bashing on Resorts World because they're all like, I went there and I got cleaned out. And
yeah,
it's never like that. Mm. And I had the exact same experience
because
they're so in the hole.
Yeah.
They spent like billions of dollars on that hotel and no one's going.
Yeah.
So that they're like, people think they're trying to like make it back somehow. So like the gambling,
yeah,
like the odds are all like way stacked against you.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if there's any truth to that, but.
No, I definitely believe that. When I go to Vegas, when it's quiet, I think every casino hits a lever. They just like, they hit a dial. It's like the odds dial. And then it's like, no winners.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, you walk by machines and you just hear like a vague, like, ooh, and you're like, what? What's happening? And then your wallet is getting like sucked out of your back pocket. And you're like, what is happening? And then a slot machine just,
yeah, yeah,
just takes it.
Yeah.
And it spits back your driver's license.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. I think it's all anything to do with gambling, I think they control it.
Hmm.
Hot take. I think it's rigged.
I mean, I bought like multiple tickets for this thing. You got to play the Powerball. When it's that big, it's stupid not to.
Yeah. Yeah.
$1 billion is like, you got to fucking buy a
this
couple
tickets.
This is a tickets.
Fucking psyop right here, dude. Who's what? In your pockets, man? Who's paying you to talk
I'm
like
just,
this?
No, I'm just...
Yeah, okay. That's yeah, okay.
That's
all
an
right.
Individual opinion right there. I am unpurchased.
Yeah, I'm unpurchased. By the way, guys, new Powerball coming up next month.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, by the way, this is actually sponsored by Powerball.
Yeah. Leave that in. Yeah, dude. Now, how many tickets did you buy?
I bought one. No, five. I bought five.
Huh, when you say five. Multiple, I'm thinking like...
Multiple different days, because like the first day there wasn't a winner, and it was like, you know, how does it work? Is it double every day? I forget. But it was a huge jackpot, so I bought a ticket, and then the next day I bought like five.
Yeah, I think... Oh, also, don't most winners, it's supposedly like random. Like they never pick the numbers. Like, winners never pick the numbers, supposedly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've never done that.
Yeah. Oh, well, a lot of people who play, they...
Hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
So it's rando. Super rando. The winning numbers. See? Okay, so normally I play 11.
There you go.
Because that's my wife's favorite number. And fuck, that was my mistake. I should have played 13.
You knew it too.
Yeah, I did. But I always play 24 in the mega, so I had that right. Fuck.
You're a dumbass.
It is my fault.
But next time you'll learn from this time. Next time you'll get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just go ahead and yeah, sorry this episode blew chunks.
Sometimes it's weird, man.
No, I just
you feel it.
Yeah,
It's just like it's like off.
I got
no thoughts in my brain today.
Yeah. I just knew coming
in. I put on this big ass backpack this morning and I hiked. Cuz I'm hiking next week, you know.
Oh, right.
And the pack is going to have all my shit for 5 days. What?
Are you going to be safe?
Yeah. There's no grizzlies, I found out, which is kind of sick.
All right.
Like the guy that has done this before and is like kind of like leading our crew or whatever, he told us to get bear bins, which are these massive fucking jugs that you put all your food in and then you like secure them and then you like hang them up.
Got it.
So I was like freaking out that I was like, fuck, there's going to be tons of bears. Like enough where you need this, where they're probably going to approach the campsite. But
right.
I found out there's no grizzlies out there. It's just black bears.
You're like, thank God. Now I can just carry this raw meat in my hands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This raw salmon.
That's why I was worried, is that I couldn't bring my raw salmon.
Yeah. Some of you, your mom should be worried about doing this hike.
Ugh. Because of their...
Because they're hot.
Okay, yeah.
The bears are going to come out from behind the trees and be like, fucking A.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that they're going to get attacked. You're going to wake up and your mom is going to be flirted with by a bear.
Yeah.
He's just going to be arm up on the tree.
They're brown bears, though.
Yeah.
Not that that's not a...
No, so they're
nothing about the color. I'm saying...
So they're Greek.
Brown bears, like they're like just gentler. They're like betas.
Okay, I wouldn't say that.
They kind of are.
Brown
grizzlies
bears?
Are the ones that like attack, and now I'm going to get fucking attacked by a brown bear, so knock on wood. But the brown bears like eat berries, and like they're like...
they're just like... You know, you're gonna be thinking about this when you're walking up the trail next week, and you're like, and he's just in front of you, like, oh, so I'm a pussy, right?
What'd you say?
Yeah. Oh, so I only like berries, right? I think that's what you were saying, right? Like, I only like berries. That's what you said? No, for sure.
No, for yo, sure.
Yo,
for
boys.
Sure.
Yo. Yo. Oh, it's the dude. Oh, it's the dude. Oh, yo. Oh, you're the one that said we only like berries, right? And then one of their boys...
Do you have any berries for us? Because we're all pretty hungry. We'd love some berries if you had some.
And then one of their boys walks out behind you with a paw full of berries, and he mushes it on your forehead.
Yeah, yeah.
And he starts rubbing it all over your head. And he's like, yo, boys, I think we found a big blueberry right here. And they're like, yo. Thank God.
No, we don't eat humans at all, but blueberries, we definitely do eat those. And
thank God.
What we're seeing right now is a big old blueberry.
Huh.
Right? What are you?
You're not a human, right?
No, I'm a blueberry.
Yeah, you are a little
blueberry.
Yeah. Say it.
I'm a blueberry.
Louder, fool, so all my boys can hear you.
I'm a blueberry.
Nah, we're just fucking with you, bro, but watch your fucking mouth. Yeah. And then they all walk away.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I fucking knew it. Betas.
They all have jerseys on.
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't brown bears the grizzly bears and brown bears grizzlies? Are the same species? Oh, you are fucked.
No, grizzlies are way more aggressive. I know that is a fact.
Versus black bears, yes.
Or maybe they're black bears, sorry.
Yeah, black bears are like...
Yeah, yeah, so it's all black bears out there, I believe. Hopefully. Oh. Brown lay down, black fight back. Okay. Gotcha.
Ah. Damn. Brown bear just posted up on the tree talking to some dude's mom. She's putting on her hiking boots. She's like, oh my God, I didn't know you were out here. He's like, yeah, no, we're just chilling. Like, hey! It's like, oh, fuck, all right, man. What the fuck? Yo, your son is a fucking bad vibe.
Yo, I'm out.
Out. Peace. Weirdo, for real.
Weirdo.
Yo, you are so weird. And then the bear leaves. That's what the bear says to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Black bear. Yo,
your vibe is off.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm dipping. This is weird.
Yo, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, ah! It doesn't flinch and like...
Yeah,
you're a
whack.
Fucking weirdo, dude.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah. He just turns
but
to
like,
mom.
This is the forest. It's like a calm environment.
We're just chill, dude. Like, you're on a hike.
Yeah.
He turns to your mom. Yo, I'm going to get out of here. Like, hit me up. This shit is, like, killing my vibe.
Why is the bear trying to fuck my mom?
Because I said,
I know.
Be careful on this hike. Because if some of your moms, you know.
That's
well,
true.
I just kicked that one down a staircase. I wasn't even thinking that.
Wait, what?
I meant like a proverbial your mom, not like...
Ah, I see. Not like, my mom.
Not like Helen.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
now she's going to hate you even more, dude.
Yeah, I know. I that's what I always think when I see her. I'm like, I know she just is like, look at this bastard.
She's like, I love the bear stuff on the last episode. That was funny.
Yeah. And then your dad's like, stop talking about my girl, dude.
Your vibe is off,
yeah,
bro.
Like, enough.
Yeah, see, like, if you came across this, you'd be like, you know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. I think that's when it swipes you.
Like, look at that.
That's a black bear.
Just, you know what I mean?
You'd kick it?
You got to assert, like, dominance.
Oh, fuck. I'm just thinking about those clips of those bears rolling down the hill.
Yeah, exactly, Chugga.
You're like, yeah, I got it. Everyone's like, what was that? It was like, it was a black bear.
Dude, you just chucked it off that cliff?
They're friendly.
They're nice.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
My bad.
And then there's a brown bear behind you like, rah. Damn, you would kick that? That dude is passed out. Where are its eyes? I can't see where its eyes are. Oh, got it. I was just seeing nose and mouth.
It's just like if I forgot the rules, you know? I'd try to do the rhyme in my head. Brown lay down, black.
Fight back.
Kicking the nuts.
Yeah, kicking the nuts, yeah.
And then just go. Oh.
Dang. Did they have to put it in fast forward? It's
funny.
Not fair. No, that's just the.
Your family's like, why did you do that? Like, I got him. he's a goner.
Cody, that's a federal crime. They're a protected species. You can't do that.
Bear cubs off the. You can't just do that. Oh, I mean, I thought that's what you do. Is that?
Yeah. Bear cub easy duck. That's
like,
what I thought the phrase was.
Yeah. Bear cub easy duck.
I thought
brown laid down, black goes down.
Down. Oh shit. Oh no.
I should always come back to this shit.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh no. Oh no.
Yo, you guys. Hold on. There's a bear in the trail. I got it. They're like They're all like, "Oh, don't say anything." Shh. I think they're wait. Hold on. What are you doing? What? No. He's just like
guys, wait. And that little guy just holding that little guy just on the tree. Yeah.
You peel him off the tree. He doesn't even try to find
out. Oh no, dude, that's so fucked.
I'm getting rid of you. That guy. I'm getting rid of your violent.
You're violent.
Your violent ass.
Yeah.
Before you kill me and my family, I'm getting rid of you.
You fucking piece of shit. I knew you were thinking about it. Damn. That fool looks stupid as fuck. Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. He's got that little kid in trouble face. Oh shit, man. Oh, their eyes are so small. What the hell?
Man, I really hope I don't get attacked by a bear next week, because this whole segment is just gonna be.
Do you think? No, go back. Go back to that. Go back to that big boy. You think he's attacking you? He just wants some macaroni.
Yeah,
that's all he's thinking about.
For sure.
You're like thinking he's gonna like. Rah! You're like, oh shit. He's like, oh well.
Yeah, yeah.
You got any crackers?
Do you have any snacks for me?
Damn, bro.
What'd you do with my kid? What'd you do with my kid?
What'd you do with my kid? Oh, shit. Have you seen my son? Look, get rid of you. That's a good voice,
you
man.
Fucking little demon.
Yeah, you fucking knew. Shit.
You bloodthirsty little fuck.
Absolute bloodhound.
Violent little fucker, aren't you?
Yeah, I know you smell death.
Oh shit. You smell death. You were killing me and my whole family, weren't you?
Yeah, you were thinking about it.
Not before I do something about it.
Damn, they all look so dumb.
Damn, that thing is a unit. The main
one.
Yeah,
that big fucker.
That is a unit.
That boy just wants to eat. Holy shit, man.
All right.
Fucking hell, man. I'm just still stuck on that. I'm getting rid of you. No, go back to the tree.
Spawn of Satan.
Yeah, go back to the tree. Go back to the tree one. No, the little dude just posted. Yeah.
He looks like a Teddy Graham. Like a
I know.
Hackers.
He's just damn, stopping your whole family.
He's just like sunbathing too, just enjoying.
Yeah.
Aw.
Oh. Holy, look at them
Holy
eyes.
Fuck.
No, dude, imagine like you just see this like in real time. And then like just over it, just like a 4X scope.
Oh no. Stand back.
No, dude.
I see something.
Just a dumbass dad with a revolver.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
A fucking 4X scope, and he's 6 feet away from it.
Oh. Aw.
Yeah, I'm about to get rid of this little fucker.
What the
fuck? Yeah, look at this piece of shit. Yeah, you know, we call these. Yeah, straight from hell. Yeah. Yeah, this is what they're talking about in the Bible. These
they look
fuckers
cute, but
right
they're fucking demons, these little fuckers.
These little... Oh,
they'll tear your fucking throat out.
Little banshees, man. They got the spirit of all kinds of evil in them. You know...
What are you going to do with them?
We're going to burn it.
Oh, chuck them off this cliff, I think.
That usually does it. Burn it? Oh.
Nah, we got a big old pile back at the... back at the state park facility. We got a pile of them. We're going to burn them.
Oh.
Sorry. Too much. I took it there. Sorry. Honey, I see a bear. Little Teddy Graham.
Stupid. Stand back. I'll take care of it.
Stupid ass, like fucking Chevy Chase ass dad yeah. with a revolver. Hold on, kids. I got him. But he missed.
Don't you dare come near my family.
Oh, shit. See, look at him.
They're really cute.
Now you might look at this and think, oh, man, what a cute little. He just got done eating someone's baby.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of want one of these things as a pet.
Oh, that's even better. Now, everyone be careful. There might be black bears. If you see one, let me know. I think I saw a black bear in the tree. They catch you the next day, and you're just dragging a like a crate.
Yeah.
What's in there? Nothing.
Your backpack's like moving.
Yeah. What's going on in there? Nothing?
Nothing, no. It's all good. All right.
Dang.
Time for bonus.
Fuzzy little ears.
Let's
yeah.
do it.
We're going to kill a bear in the bonus.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no punchline there.
No, that's just we're going to do that.
We have to title the bonus "We are killing a bear now." the main is we joke about killing a bear, and the bonus we kill the bear. This week
on the Bone Zone. What is this, WikiFeed?
Yeah, you're on WikiFeed.
Why? That's every single picture of my feet.
Yeah, stop being funny, didn't it?
You think he's natty or what?
I don't know what he is, but I know he could take three arrows
for a whippet to fall out
and still works.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Bro. Well, I mean, I would test it.
Oh, damn. Bro, I feel ready. Yeah, I didn't think that shit would work. Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.